music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, it's Kelly, and thank you for joining us on the show. This week, we're excited to welcome rising pop star Lauv, whose song, I Like Me Better, has picked up several hundred thousand streams. We also welcome married pop duo Jacob and Fanny talking about their music career and how they came to be partners in life, as well as on the stage. But first, it's back to 1995 with Tracy Chapman and a song that won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Song back in 1997. It's Give Me One Reason on The Kelly Alexander Show.
There ain't no more to say. that auspiciousness and causes of success. May you have the confidence to always do your best. May you take no effort in your being generous, sharing what you can, nothing more, nothing less. May you know the meaning of the word happiness. May you always lead from the beating in your chest. May you be treated like an esteemed guest. May you get to rest, may you catch your breath. May the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. May the road less paved be the road that you follow. Whoa. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. You to have it all.
Oh, I want you to have it all. I want you to have it all. I want you to have it all.
May you be as fascinating as a slap bracelet. May you keep the chaos and the clutter off your desk. May you have unquestionable health and less stress. Having no possessions, though immeasurable wealth. May you get a gold star on your next test. May your educated guesses always be correct. And may you win prizes shining like diamonds. May you really own it each moment to the next. Or may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. Whoa. Or may the road less paved be the road that you follow. Oh. Well, here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have it. Here's to the good times we're gonna have. You don't need money, you got a free pass. Here's to the fact that I'd be sad without you. I want you to have it all.
Your path is, if you believe it, then anything can happen. Go, 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 raise your glasses. Go, 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 you can have it all.
I toast you. Here's to the hearts that you're gonna break. Here's to the lives that you're gonna change. Here's to the infinite possible ways to love you. I want you to have.
Jason Mraz with Have It All on The Kelly Alexander Show. And Jason has just released his sixth studio album called No. And about the album, Jason says it was inspired by love letters he wrote to his wife and also to himself to, quote, constantly remind myself that love is still the answer. Hey, it's Kelly Alexander, and recently we got to chat with up-and-coming artist Lauv, who is playing the Oceaga Music Festival in Montreal this year.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
We are so excited to welcome to The Kelly Alexander Show. Lauv, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm so great. I'm so excited to have you. When I first heard the song, I Like Me Better, right away I was like, this is groovy. Like, it's a pop song, but there's like underlying just like grooviness to it. Did you know you had something special the moment you were writing that song?
That's probably been like the fastest song I've written, so it honestly was happening so quickly that I didn't like, I was just trying to like not get in the way of it, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to write?
It was like most of it came out honestly in probably like 30 minutes, and then like I went back with a friend of mine who I read a lot of my songs with and kind of like did some tweaks, but it was fast.
The fact that it's now over 500 million streams and platinum this and platinum that, how does that feel?
I don't know how to like process that like number. It's really, really insane. I think like the better part for me is like actually coming places and seeing that people are showing up and like, you know, connecting with my fans in person. So
now when you are out and about, what is the coolest person or I should say artist that has like either said to you in person, I love your stuff, or has like texted you or messaged you on social media saying I love your stuff, that's like I know you've went with Ed Sheeran, which we'll get to in a sec, but
yeah, like, I mean, I will say getting to go on tour with Ed Sheeran and like especially the way that happened was really crazy, because I was just like taking a run in LA. It was like 7 a.m. and I was just like sweating my ass off, and my manager called me and I was like yeah, I'll call you back, I'm running. And then he's like, wait, what do you think about going on tour with Ed Sheeran in arenas? So that was like insane. Yeah, so and he's just like really inspiring to watch, like him do his thing, you know, not only on stage but also just as an artist. I just think he's really genuine, so
that's cool. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, with all the notoriety that you're getting now because of the song and as your career starts to build, what's your thoughts on fame? Like, how are you accepting it? Like, is it going in okay? Is it a bit overwhelming?
I guess like I try not to like think about it. It's yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't really consider myself famous. You know, I'm just like trying to focus on the music, I guess.
Okay, that's smart. Yeah. Now, talk to us about, I understand that you used to work in studios, like as you were coming up, you were interning, I guess. And yeah. I hear you have a Jesse J story.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that crazy of a story, but I was interning at a studio in New York City called Jungle City. I was in college, and like, I think it was like my first day, and I was like really nervous. And then there was like this really complicated soup order. So I had to like run out and get that, and I'm like, you know, sweating my ass off, and I come back, and at first like they thought the order was wrong, so like I was like, yo, I'm about to be fired my first day of the internship. And then like I didn't even know who it was for, then I walk into the room and it's like for Jesse J, and I was like, oh, tight.
Oh my god.
And I was like a college freshman, just kind of like low key like, damn.
And I hear you did some runs for Beyonce and Jay-Z too. Did mm-hmm. you ever get to meet them, or
I was in an elevator with Jay-Z. Yeah.
That was
about it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
but,
awesome.
I mean, legend, obviously.
Legend. Now, speak to us about the fact that I know you play multiple instruments. Mm-hmm. Which one, though, is your sole instrument?
You mean, like, what do you mean when you
like
say
which
that?
One, like really which one, like, yeah, feels like maybe it's an extension of you the most?
I mean, I would definitely say my voice would be the most, but aside from that, I would say guitar.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because guitar is sort of, like, what I spent the most time kind of, like, practicing and, like, writing my first songs on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Now, in the last 6 months, which song do you wish you had written?
Ooh, let me think about that. I'm going to say, because I can't think of anything else, Down by the Bay by Rafi.
Okay, that's cool.
It's a fire song. Banger.
Now, is there an artist out there that you would love to sit down with and have dinner with and pick their brain with, just to talk about your career and maybe how they've managed to do theirs?
Definitely. You know, I mean, some people I really look up to are like Chris Martin from Coldplay, mm-hmm. And John Mayer. I think, you know, both, and especially John, have had a really interesting career. You know, John's been through like so many different, I think, kind of like phases, mm-hmm. Which I really admire. And he's just like, seeing him live, he's just an incredible performer. So,
do you have specific goals for yourself over the next 6 months to a year, or are you just writing right now?
I just got in to start working on my album. So I'm just like trying to stay, you know, right now as creative as possible and like focus on the music and sort of like why I started doing this in the first place. Cause I find like for me, like all the stuff, like, you know, playing Madison Square Garden and like doing a stadium tour, like all that stuff is like, I try to look at it as more of like a byproduct of doing something, you know, for the right reasons and focusing on, you know, why I make music in the first place. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of been my headspace.
I know that you moved around a lot as a kid. Yeah. So I'm wondering, do you actually feel like you have a home, or are you fine traveling all the time?
I don't really feel that is a kind of a weird thing, is like, you know, since I moved around so much, I don't feel like a super innate sense of home. Mm-hmm. You know, my parents live in Seattle now. So like, you know, if I want to see them, I go there. I live in Los Angeles, but like, New York still has like a huge piece of my heart. Is that sort of like where all of, you know, I Met You When I Was 18. It's like 17 songs are all inspired by like my time in New York. Mm-hmm. So every time I go back there, it's definitely like really, I don't know, big for me.
I understand your parents are scientists. So are they like super supportive of what you do?
They are. You know, that's the thing, is like they're really smart. They're like the smartest people in the world, and work really hard and very logic driven, obviously, mm-hmm. being scientists.
Yeah.
But they've always been really supportive of Vic, me and my sisters just doing what we love to do.
Okay.
Which I'm really thankful for, because I know not everybody, you know, gets that at all. So shout out mom and dad.
Shout out mom and dad. Yeah. Do you Google yourself to see what the internet is saying about you?
Not anymore. I feel like I used to do that, and now it's just like I don't like watching or reading anything about me. It's weird.
And before I let you go, I did want to ask, for your fans, what's the best way for them to communicate with you? Is it Instagram? Is it Twitter? Like
Instagram and Twitter, definitely. Love songs. Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. And I know that your name means lion, right? Mm-hmm. And so I did want to ask you last question. Do you feel like you're a lion when you're performing? Like, do you have to almost be like a separate set, or are you just you? Like, I know Beyonce is Sasha Fierce.
I don't know. That is interesting. I don't really feel like that separation now.
No?
Okay, yeah, cool. I kind of just feel like me.
Congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
You're welcome back on the show.
Appreciate
anytime.
It.
Lau,
thank you so
hanging
much.
Out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
The Kelly Alexander Show.
Make sure to follow Lau on his social media at Lau Songs. And here he is with his hit song, I Like Me Better, on the Kelly Alexander Show.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you. In this bed next to you, swear the room, yeah, got no ceiling. If we lay, let the day just pass us by. I might get to too much talking. I might have to tell you something. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.
Play new music from Montreal's own Milk and Bone, who happen to be an electropop duo consisting of Laurence and Camille. These two began working together after meeting as fellow students in college, and even though they are both francophone, they write and record in English. Here they are with Blue on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Walking hand in hand, the night's coming to an end. I wish she didn't have to go. Between LA and Montreal, bought a bottle of your cologne. What a gather when I'm alone. Thinking about you, thinking about me. Breathing you in, pushing me out the door. Yeah, I'm thinking about us. I need that rush. Why don't you turn on and come back to bed? Get your shit right and get with me instead. Cause I'm baby blue. I wish
Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with married pop duo Jacob and Fanny, but first it's time for our album track from 2015. It's Jess Glynn, Gave Me Something, on the Kelly Alexander Show.
I spend my weeks running wild, and now my days, they have changed. I never thought I'd be the girl that walked away. I found my one true love, in me you found it too. A path that ran to me and didn't make it hard to choose. Cause you found me high with my heart hanging on the wall. You took a chance on me and didn't think that I would fall. You gave me hope and you let me know that, oh, oh yeah. If I give it time, it will all be mine and no. You gave me something that I didn't have before. So I'ma give you something to stop you saying more. You gave me something.
Glynn gave me something on the Kelly Alexander Show, an excellent track off her album I Cry When I Laugh. And that album did very well, by the way, spawning several hits like Right Here, Real Love, and Hold My Hand. Hey, it's Kelly, and we're happy to welcome to the show married pop duo Jacob and Fanny. Within a year of their first show, Jacob and Fanny were signed by music industry heavyweight L.A. Reid to Epic Records, and their journey took off. They're here to tell us all about it, as well as to discuss their latest single, Miss You. Jacob and Fanny, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi.
Very happy to have you guys here, and I want to start off, I guess, by asking each of you, or one of you can answer this, I suppose. Did you both have solo careers before you guys hooked up as musical partners?
Yeah, I mean, we were both writing songs and, you know, doing our own stuff. And when we came together, we were actually sort of resisting singing together because we, you know, we fell in love. We were writing songs together. We were like, doing a band together, that's maybe too much.
Yeah, so I think that the first year we were strictly, you know, we were a couple and we were writing songs, but we were not a band at that point.
Do you think it's better that you were friends first? Because I've heard of like things where, you know, you sort of start off and then things turn romantic. Like you might have been like songwriters first and then things turn romantic and then things would have gone badly. So do you think it's better that you were a couple first?
We were professional for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we weren't friends first for that long.
Okay.
We fell for each other pretty fast.
Okay, good. And can you tell us how that love story started? Because Fanny, you're not both from Montreal, right? Fanny is from Montreal?
Yeah, I'm from Montreal and Jacob is from Miami, but we actually met in Los Angeles. But we both lived in New York and we had the same vocal coach. We never met in New York. I moved out to LA, then Jake moved and he asked our vocal coach if she would know somebody in LA. And she was like, yeah, I've been trying to, you know,
have you guys meet and everything. So yeah, we met for a coffee. Then we ended up spending the whole day together. We, you know, we talked about writing songs, started doing that, and then one thing led to another. It was meant to be.
And how long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 years ago. Yeah. So things are steady and rolling. So talk to us again. Okay, so let's go back to the songwriting. Were you songwriting for other people, or were you starting to songwrite for yourselves?
We kind of did both.
Yeah, we were kind of getting into the LA scene, you know, writing for different people and working with different songwriters, really great songwriters. But I think Fanny and I, we didn't realize that a lot of the songs we were writing together were kind of telling our story. And so that's sort of always been our thing, you know, not even intentionally, but just when we write, we end up writing about us.
That's perfect. Well, they always say, write what you know, right?
So. Write what you know, exactly, yes.
So you're in LA, you're writing for yourselves and then a bit for other people. And then how quickly did you know that you had chemistry together, like writing-wise, apart from couplehood?
Oh, I feel that
instantly.
The first writing session.
Yeah, we wrote a song really quickly together. And, you know, writing, it's a lot about having similar tastes, but also complementing each other, bring different things to the table. And I think we both have, you know, complementary tastes. So it really flowed naturally. And like we said, we were resisting playing together at first, but then after a while, our friend, there was an opening at this big music venue in LA, Hotel Cafe. And they asked us, they said, why don't you guys come play your songs? You have so many songs. So we said, all right, let's go for it. And we did it. It was packed and we played and we absolutely loved it. The crowd loved it. And we were like, okay, we got to do this.
And it was actually, it was like natural for us. And we were like, why were we resisting this for so long? You know, for a whole year, we were not doing it. And we really, it clicked and we really wanted to do it at that point. And that's when we recorded some demos in our living room. And it ended up being on Ellie Reed's desk. And I think we got signed.
Like, yeah, soon after that. So
40 hours.
From the point that we actually decided, okay, we're going to do this. Let's do a band together. It kind of went pretty fast.
Yeah.
And explain the whole L.A. Reid situation. So you said, first of all, how did he get your stuff? And then did he call you guys in right away?
I think someone had come to one of our shows and then they played it for them. Even though we weren't associated with that person, he just wanted them to hear it. And they told him, arrange for a meeting right away, you know, so that we had this like top secret meeting, Mission Impossible style. And we went to the meeting and they signed us like within a couple days.
And at that time, Epic was really big on pop singer, songwriter. There was Meghan Trainor, Great Big World, Sarah Bareilles. So we got signed into that kind of genre. And a year later, you know, we wrote about like 45 songs and we prepared a whole album, but the label really took a different turn. And, you know,
yeah, it happens a lot with major labels. You know, they go where the money is, I guess you could say, or the trend. So, you know, if all the hip hop artists are doing well, that's, you know, they got a board they have to answer to. There's lots of bureaucracy and red tape and stuff like that. So they start putting their budgets on that, and certain artists don't get priority. And that's how it is all the time, you know?
You know, that's kind of what happened, because at the time, you know, a year after pinning songs and writing the album and everything, then Future, DJ Khaled were getting really big. And it, you know, went more into that direction more than the singer-songwriter. And we decided to
part ways.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've heard this a lot. I've heard, like, it's almost like a rite of passage. I don't know if you guys were actually dropped or not, but I've heard it's like a rite of passage to get a deal and then not have a deal. So is that kind of what happens?
Yeah, that's what everybody
says. Yeah, everyone says that. I mean, it's happened to, like, so many huge
From Lady
artists.
Gaga to Katy Perry, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, it is. So I guess you could say it is a rite of passage.
Now, can you talk to us about being independent then? Because, like, you know, you keep hearing over and over now how it's almost better to not be signed to a big label. Like, you sort of do it yourself first and then maybe have them distribute your stuff eventually. Is that kind of where you guys want to go?
Yeah, I feel that the headspace that we're in right now is just we really want to connect with the fans and get out there and just, you know, release our music that we kept for like a year and a half now. And yeah, so we just want to be there. We had other major, you know, label deals on the table, but we wanted to stay independent for a while. And I feel that so many artists, you know, are getting bigger and they're even breaking on, you know, in the US on top 40 by being independent. So.
Yeah. And what I love about it is, you know, as songwriters, as artists, the ability to just write songs and put them out and chart your own course, you know, make your own course is really fun and liberating for us. I mean, look, I can't knock the major labels. I don't want to knock L.A. Reid. Like, he's brilliant. There's brilliant people at all those labels.
And we might, you know.
And you know, they have so much to offer, but there is something about being independent that is really freeing and we really love.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that we're not going to sign down the road, but I think that for now, for us, it's the, you know, it's the space we want to be in.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is pop duo Jacob and Fanny. Make sure to check out their website, jacobandfanny.com. You can grab all their social media handles from there. So, guys, talk to us now about, like, are you staying based out of, you know, Los Angeles? And Fanny, with being Canadian, you know, I think it'll be easier maybe to get some songs up here in Canada released, right? Because if you're writing half the stuff, then it'll qualify for SoCan.
Yeah, it's definitely part of, they call it CanCon, so Canadian content. So we definitely are able to have some support with that. We're based out of LA, that's where we live, but we come to Montreal, to Toronto, like, very often. We just love it here. It's really nice. It's home. So,
do you miss the Poots Inn, Fanny?
All the time. We even take back the cheese and the gravy in our luggage so we can make it back in LA.
Hey, there's some poutine places in LA, but it doesn't compare to the one in Montreal. That's for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm happy to know that you still miss being in Montreal occasionally. So that's good. So now, talk to us about the new single "Miss You." How did the song come about, and what do you want people to take away from it?
Yeah, we're super excited. This is our first single, and it was actually at the beginning of the relationship when we started to date. It went, you know, we were very passionate and it was just very intense, and I think that Jacob got scared a little bit.
Yeah. It had got so hot and heavy. I think I wanted to take a little break, and I said, "Look, I think it's really intense. I had just gotten out of another relationship." So I said, "Let's go on a break," but I was so depressed. I couldn't leave my apartment, so I said, "Finally, get out of your apartment, go out." And then I went out, and we ended up running into
each other. We ran into each other after like 3 days of not seeing each other. And it's kind of, that's the concept of the song. It's like seeing somebody and, you know, it's kind of an awkward situation. You don't really know what to say, but you're just hoping that the person will say, "I miss you," or, you know, and you want to tell them the same thing.
Yeah, and it's the first song we wrote with the producer, John Cunningham. He produced it and co-wrote it with us. we wrote it in one night. It was super effortless, and it just clicked.
Yeah, it was right after the whole thing that happened with Epic. You know, it was very difficult for us, you know, to really go through that. And we just met with John Cunningham a month later, and we just started to write new material, and that's the first song we wrote. So
yeah, it was a good restart.
Yeah, for sure.
And now, I read on your website that you sort of describe yourselves, or you can be described, as the Lumineers meet the Chainsmokers, which I think is actually a very interesting description, if you will. What does it mean to you guys, though? Like, how do you want your fans to take that?
Well, I feel that we write all our songs on acoustic guitar or piano, and we rarely write to tracks already made. So there's kind of that feel of acoustic element to our songs, but we love, you know, we love pop music and EDM and those.
And I love the EDM and dance tracks. I love the structures and those drops. Like, it's really emotional. And, you know, we all obviously love old school music and songwriters and 60s and 70s stuff. So I think it's blending that within that, you know, modern context of drops and drum programming and synthesizers. I think it's really a cool vibe, and it's emotional, and that's what we like about it.
Mm-hmm.
To get people to know you guys a little bit better, I just want to ask a couple of, I suppose, like, quicker questions with regards to just some of your likes and dislikes. So I'll start with Fanny. Who did you grow up listening to, and do you think that's influenced your sound?
Well, I have a very wide range. I started taking, you know, piano lesson. My dad's a pianist, so I did a lot of classical piano. I played French horn, and then I was doing classical singing, jazz, and then I turned into pop because it's a little more free structure than classical stuff. But I was listening to Nina Simone, Ray Charles, kind of the old soul type of music, but a lot of piano and guitar, stuff like that.
Jacob?
Okay, we'll start with Michael Jackson. I was obsessed with MJ when I was a kid and wanted to wear a glove and all that stuff. But I also listened to all the stuff my dad was listening to. So I listened to a lot of Beatles. I knew every song, Dylan, and I don't know, all those guys.
That's fantastic. Now, how many instruments do each of you play?
So Jacob, he plays guitar and piano, and he sings, and I sing and I play piano, and sometimes when we play the live show, I'm going to play some pads for drum programming and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Now, I'll start with Fanny on this one. If you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be and why? Apart from Jacob, of course.
I would love us to work with Ed Sheeran. I feel that that would be a good fit, you know?
Yeah, I love, Ed's great too. And Kanye.
Oh yeah, okay. Good luck with Kanye. I wish you luck with that. That seems like a lot of work. Seems like a lot of work to deal with that. If you could actually, and I'll again ask each of you, if you could go out to dinner with an artist, dead or alive, obviously it would be more difficult with the dead one, but who would you want to sort of pick their brains? Like, who would you like to get advice from?
Oh, I love Taylor Swift. I think, you know, I would love to go have dinner with her.
Girls' night out.
Yeah, I really admire her. I think she's amazing.
You could be part of her squad, Fanny.
Yes, I would love to.
I'd have to go with Leonard Cohen, just because.
Okay.
No,
she said dead or alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dead or alive, I'm going with Leonard Cohen. He recently passed away, but the guy is just, he's like a religious figure to me.
Okay, perfect. And now I wanted to ask you as well, what are the main objectives for the next, like, 6 months to a year? Like, what can we expect from Jacob and Fanny?
Well, we're probably going to get go on tour. Also, we're going to release a second single and our EP. I don't know exactly the timeline. It's going to depend, you know, on a lot of different things. But I think a lot of shows and a full EP and maybe even a second one if things go well.
Yeah, we have so much music we're waiting to record and release. So lots more to come.
Perfect. Well, I think you guys are fantastic. And I'd love to hear more. You know, when you guys are ready to do whatever, you let me know and we'll have you back on the show and you can catch us up with your latest. Is that good?
Yeah, we'd love that.
That sounds great.
Fantastic. So all the best. That is pop duo Jacob and Fanny. Make sure to check out their website, jacobandfanny.com. Here they are with their song, Miss You, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I will stay in tonight, but my friends say it's time. It's time I go out, get you off my mind. They say, don't worry, you're fine. You've got your whole life. You'll find someone else who just takes
I drink too much, trying to drown you out. Think I hate this club, and I hate this crowd. Then you walk in, and we lock eyes. So I take a shot, and I swallow my pride. Hey, I thought that I should say hello. Sorry if you think it's weird to be this close. I never thought that I would see your face. You always used to say how much you hated this place. You look the same, but not quite the same. I mean, you look good, that's all I'm trying to say. Maybe this was just a stupid thing to do. I'm hoping that you cut me off and say,
Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
My circuits are blown. I know it's self-imposed. And all I have shared and all I have loved is all I'll ever own. But something has changed. something human.
From L. King with Shame on The Kelly Alexander Show. And by the way, that's her first single from her upcoming sophomore album, which so far does not have a release date yet. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this week. And of course, our many thanks going out to our guests, Lauv and Jacob and Fanny. Also, thank you to Adam Brisson for taking such good care of the show. And thank you for tuning in. And we'd love for you to make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by jumping onto our website, kellyalexandershow.com. Love for you as well to sign up to our newsletter, tinyletter.com/kellyalexandershow. And of course, if you have a minute, take the time to rate us on our iTunes and Stitcher Radio accounts. We'd really appreciate your support. Well, have a great week, and we're going to leave you with new music from the very talented R&B artist Her, with her new song, Could Have Been, featuring Bryson Tiller, from her recently released EP, I Used to Know Her, The Prelude, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Somebody give me, somebody tell me the answers. Me and you isn't the answer, me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could've been right, but I was wrong. head is gone, and I know that I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. No, I'm holding it in, 'cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could've been. We could've been, we could've, damn. Remember, remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing, and thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could've been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you when I'm gone. You only hit me up when she's not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could've been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could've been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, 'cause I know in the end, about, I think about what we could have been. We could have been. We could have. We could have been. We could have been. We could have been.
We should've been. If I wasn't, if I wasn't with somebody, if we gotta hide it, what's the point of trying? I ain't just your friend, no, what's the point of lying? Trying to sell a story, ain't nobody buying. Look me in my eyes, don't that feel nice? Why should it end? Baby, I could've been. I could've been him or the your friend. Just say what and when, where to make a trip. Baby, make a wish, be the one I wish. Should've been a, shoulda, coulda, would have been. Hey. Yeah, I would have been.
Damn.
Yeah, I would have been.